In all the talk about voter apathy during these midterm elections, there may be one group of voters who are far from disinterested.
I've seen more voter turnout than I've ever seen in my lifetime. If I just had to give an estimate, at this polling place here, as much as 20 times as many people, if not more.
President Obama is working overtime trying to mobilize African Americans with an argument that seems to resonate. All those things I promised during the campaign, he says, I can't deliver them unless you vote.
All those things depend on me having some cooperation in Congress. If I don't, I just can't get it done.
But passion for a candidate is one thing. Excitement over policy is another.
Fired up and ready to vote for supermajority numbers in order to pass meaningful legislation dealing with immigration status, minority business loans, educational oversight.
We're wonking on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, October 27th. Wonking out on The Takeaway.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And we can check the morning's top news stories where not only is it wonking, it's a little bit of a ching-ching with 6 days to go before the midterm elections. Let's follow the campaign spending dollars, shall we? Turns out Democrats have an edge in spending. That's according to the New York Times, which looked at the 100 or so House races in play and found Democratic candidates have outspent Republicans by about $40 million. In those races, Democrats stockpiled their money through smaller donations allowed by campaign finance law. Republicans are cleaning up with the outside spending, getting 80% of their money there. Earlier, we spoke to Paul Blumenthal, senior writer for the Sunlight Foundation, who says we may never know where that outside spending came from.
Next Wednesday, when the election is over, we'll still have a big question mark hanging over the election of who was influencing what election when there's millions of dollars being dropped on huge Senate races.
So which race has gotten the most money from third-party groups this campaign season? The Senate race in Colorado at $30 million so far. Meg Whitman in California doesn't count. She spent more than $140 million of her own money. I guess she doesn't need a cash register for that. She just pulls it out of her wallet in her bid for governor.
To be fair, she probably uses a debit card or maybe a check. I don't
probably
think
probably not a debit card. I think
cash. A cloudy forecast of war in Afghanistan this morning. U.S. military and intelligence officials tell the Washington Post the troop surge has failed to put any real pressure on the Taliban. Officials say the Taliban is melting away in some areas, confident it can simply outlast NATO forces. In Haiti, more than 420 new cholera cases were confirmed yesterday. That raises the number of people infected to 3,700. Leonard Doyle is an aid worker responsible for managing some of the 130 refugee camps in Haiti. He tells the BBC every minute is critical for those who come down with symptoms.
If anybody does get infected, that they need to leg it to the hospital as fast as possible. They've got about 2-3 hours in which they can save themselves.
Nearly 300 people have died in the cholera outbreak.
The state of Arizona executed convicted killer Jeffrey Landrigan last night by lethal injection, despite the fact that the drug used in the execution was obtained in Britain due to a nationwide shortage of the lethal injection drug. Death row inmates across the country have sued to stop their executions until the overseas drugs are tested. The Supreme Court has ruled there's no evidence the overseas drug is unsafe. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court has struck down Arizona's law requiring voters to prove they are citizens before registering to vote. They won't have to show identification before they cast ballots either.
The World Series starts tonight in San Francisco. The Rangers send Cliff Lee to the mound. The Giants counter with their own ace, Tim Lincecum. This is an amazing World Series. The Giants haven't won the series since they were still out of New York. The Rangers have never won it. So
it's a great series.
Absolutely.
Great
let's
pitching duels.
Take a look at the markets. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are down right now. The Dow starts at 11,169. The S&P at 1,185. The NASDAQ at 2,497. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the proposition in California where voters could approve legalized marijuana or turn it down. If it were legal in California, though, that wouldn't make it legal nationwide. When the laws of state conflict with the laws of our country, that's coming up later this hour.
President Obama pushing to get out the black vote, but is it going to do him much good in the 2010 election? More in a moment.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.